Nathan here for podcast 3. A critical incident. The critical incident that I'm going to talk about a little bit about happened the other day. I was working with two kids with special needs, and the first kid I was working with, I was getting along with great and talking to him. We were just out in the gym area talking about baseball, actually. And another girl came up to me and wanted me to play Uno with them, and I tried to tell her that as soon as I was done talking with the first boy, that I'd come in and play with her and her friends. And she wouldn't really take no for an answer. And so I tried to explain to her that I'd be in a minute, but she wouldn't really take no for an answer. And so she grabbed me and started hitting me and wanted me to go. And obviously she wasn't harming me in any way, but I didn't really know how to deal with it. And so I kind of got a little flustered, and so this is my incident, I guess you could say. Like at the time, I didn't really know what to do, but luckily there was one of the elder volunteers that actually works there. He helped me out, and he came and talked to the girl and explained to her that I would send help. But if he hadn't have been there, I don't know what I necessarily would have done. So the incident there got, obviously it was taken care of there. But I guess in future situations like that, I would just have to go and find one of the volunteers that actually works there that knows how to deal with those types of situations, and just go to them and let them know kind of what happened. Not necessarily to get I don't want the kid to get, the girl to get in trouble, but just so that it's taken care of and I don't have to be put in that situation, because it's kind of a hard situation for me to deal with. But so for my own service learning practices in the future, I'd go in and take care of it that way by getting help from one of the volunteers that knows how to deal with that situation. So that was my incident. Thank you.